Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Galp Energia's full year and fourth quarter 2011 results conference call and strategy update. I will now hand the floor to Mr. Thiago Villas-Boas, Head of Investor Relations.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Galp Energia full year and fourth quarter 2011 results conference call and strategy execution update. Joining me today, as usual, is our CEO, Manuel Ferreira de Oliveira, and our CFO, Cláudio DeMarco. We'll start our presentation with the results overview and the short-term outlook, followed by an update on our strategy. As usual, let me end by reminding you that we'll be making forward-looking statements, so I'd like to draw your attention to the disclaimer at the end of this presentation. Now over to Cláudio.
Thank you, Thiago, and good afternoon to all of you joining this call. I'm sorry for my hoarse voice. I'll try my best to be clear as possible. 2011 was a tough year, however, with a very positive fourth quarter. The net income reached 79 million euro, almost twice last year figure, driven by the E&P and gas power business segments' positive performance. Despite the strong negative impact from R&M business. During the quarter, we achieved significant and very positive milestones, particularly the decision on the capital increase in our Brazilian subsidiary, key to ensure the development of our upstream projects in Brazil going forward. In addition, and not less important, this transaction removes all the financial strains from Galp. Still in Brazil, the Lula-Sena B project development is on track, currently with a gross production of nearly 80,000 barrels per day, 80 barrels per day net for Galp. In Mozambique, after the Mamba South discoveries in October 2011, we started drilling the second exploration well in Mamba North, which should present results in the near term. Lastly, I want to point out that physical works at the Sines refinery should be concluded in the short term, which will allow new units to start full operations in the second quarter of 2012. Now, let's move to the fourth quarter 2011 result overview in slide number five. Once again, the gas and power business was the main contributor, mainly driven by higher volumes sold and better natural gas supply margins on the back of natural gas purchases optimization. E&P business also posted a good performance with both crude price and production going up on a yearly basis. Production was positively influenced by the two additional wells that were connected to the FPSO Cidade Ancha do Reis in Lula field during the fourth quarter. In fact, the production coming from this field already represents 50% of total net entitlement production, which shows that the project is delivering. In the refining and market business, we continued to assist to a very depressed refining environment with very low refining margins, strongly impacting results. Particularly, the 4Q 2011 benchmark refining margin for Sines and Matosinhos was negative in $0.65 per barrel, and the heavy light spread in this quarter stood at $0.07 dollar per barrel, the lowest spread in the year. Finally, the operating results were positively impacted by lower depreciation in Angola following reserve revision at year-end. Regarding financial results, these were penalized by the average debt increase, but also by the adverse financial condition that pressured our total debt cost. On annual basis, the cost of debt increased to 4.35% plus 80 basis points above last year. Looking at our balance sheet in slide 6, our net debt increased by 126 million euro to 3.5, namely driven by the ongoing investment program. Our capital expenditure reached 195 million euro in the fourth quarter, and it was mostly channeled to the E&P segment in Brazil. On an annual basis, the investment amounted to a little bit more than 1 billion euro, 50% of which was allocated to the upgrade project, now at its final stage. The other major project, which absorbed 20% of the capex in the year, was the Brazilian one, mainly due to the intense drilling activity key to ensure production growth. I would also like to add that the working capital reflects our continuous focus on its efficient management. In what regards the liquidity level, and not considering the cash inflow from the Sinopec transaction, by the end of 2011, we had additional liquidity facility of 900 million euro, in line with the third quarter, and from which around 60% is contracted guaranteed. Now, as for the key drivers that may impact our earning performance in first quarter, and starting with the upstream business, we expect working interest production to increase slightly following higher production in the Lula field. This additional production will mainly come from the full production of the two wells connected during the fourth quarter, the last fourth quarter. Also, the next production well to be connected until the end of the quarter should also start positively impacting production. Production in the first quarter will also benefit from the extended well test in Senabi South to start up this month. In what concerns the refining business, we are slightly optimistic, as refining margins have been showing some improvement in this first month of the year, partially supported by lower refinery capacity in Europe. However, we must be aware that the actual economic context and the crude supply disruptions arising from the Iran embargo may impact negatively the refining sector in Europe. In the oil distribution business, we expect volumes to be down quarter on quarter, both due to seasonality and to the current economic context in Iberia, which should not allow a shift in the recent negative trend. And finally, on the gas business, we expect volume to go up on a quarterly basis, mainly driven by the trading segment, as we see favorable LNG market demand dynamics, namely in the Far East countries, thus creating interesting opportunities. Moving forward to our strategy execution update, I start with the capital increase in our Brazilian subsidiary, subscribed by Sinopec, that will hold a 30% stake. As you know, the transaction implies a cash inflow of $5.2 billion, from which $4.8 billion correspond to the capital subscription and $0.4 correspond to the reimbursement of existing intergroup loans to GALP Energia. This transaction is crucial and it will enable the development of our upstream project in Brazil comfortably. In fact, incorporating the financial impact of the transaction on pro forma basis, at the end of the year, GALP would have been cash positive for as much as €400 million, signaling a very sound capital structure, which ultimately reinforces our ability to go ahead with our growth-oriented investment plan at full speed. We expect the financial close of the transaction by the end of this quarter, and we'll give you more detailed information on the allocation of that cash inflow on our Capital Market Day on March the 6th. Thank you very much for your attention, and now, Manuel, we proceed with the presentation.
Thank you, Claudio, and good afternoon to you, to all of you. Thank you for being with us as well. I will start referring to the transaction with Sinopec. As Claudio already went into this process, I would only emphasize the relevance of this transaction, which has solved our funding needs and will allow us to rest on a sound capital structure, one of the strongest within the industry, today and going forward. In fact, considering this transaction, that the transaction would be closed by the end of 2011, we would have had shown a net debt to equity of only 8% after the subsequent cash flows agreed with the partners. The financial strength, this financial strength will allow us to proceed with our growth projects and ultimately deliver profitable growth with our upstream projects. I recall that this transaction was achieved within an extreme adverse economic context, which brings even more significance to its execution, and one should consider this before reading into the numbers, and even more, considering that GALP Energia will maintain the control of its subsidiary, retaining 70% of its capital. Moving on to the upgrade project in Sines, as you know, the dimension of this project at the refinery of Matosinhos was completed by the end of June. And in the Sines refinery, physical completion achieved to date a level of 99% and will be completed in the short term. I would like to keep in mind the magnitude of and complexity of this project. We are, as you already know, building probably the largest full conversion hydrocracker in the world. With over more than 600 interconnections between the new facilities and the existing refinery, and which involved including the upgrade in the Matosinhos refining, an expenditure of €1.4 billion. We expect the completion to take place during March, and as soon as the works are completed, we will start the commissioning of the units during the second queue, so that in the third queue we have the refineries fully converted, operating at its full capacity under steady state conditions. Proceeding with our exploration program, we have been able to consistently de-risk our exploration resources, thus continuously adding value to our upstream portfolio. After the Mamba South discovery in the Rovuma Basin in northeastern Mozambique, we now expect results on the Mamba North exploration well in the very short term. In fact, the DST was already completed, but we are in the process of interpretation of the results before releasing the results to the market. I can, however, tell you that we are very confident on the potential of Area 4, given the exceptional nature of the reservoirs, as it was already announced. And we are already looking at this discovery as an asset of extreme relevance in our portfolio. We are working towards starting production from this area as soon as 2018, although a more aggressive option in terms of timing is also being considered. This is why we are accelerating the exploration appraisal program in Area 4, in the Rovuma Basin, with up to 4 exploration and appraisal wells already scheduled to be drilled in 2012. Now moving from Mozambique to Brazil, let me say that during the fourth quarter, 2 additional wells, as was already stated, initiated production into the FPSO Cidade Angra do Reis. So we have now connected to this facility one gas injection well. The facility is also linked to onshore through a deep offshore pipeline, and we also have 3 production wells operating, and one water and gas injection being drilled. The production has achieved very close to 80,000 barrels a day, of which 70 are oil and 10 are gas in terms of oil equivalent. During 2012, we'll connect additional wells, particularly, as I said, one production well and 2 water and gas injection wells. The next well to be connected is scheduled to start producing before the end of the quarter. With these soon-to-be-connected wells, we will reach full capacity of the FPSO and will ensure an optimization management of the reservoir. Still in Block PMS-11, the EWT, Sernambi South, should start very soon this quarter through the FPSO Cidade Angra do Reis. Sorry, Cidade San Vicente, the smallest one, the pilot unit. However, production from this field should be lower than the Lula EWT because the gas-oil ratio is higher in Sernambi than it is in Lula. On a side note, I'm glad to see and share with you that the Lula development project is running with a remarkable development pace and that we are set to continue delivering from this project, particularly with the next permanent production unit, the FPSO Cidade Paraty, which will have a capacity of 120,000 barrels a day, being now converted and on time to start production by mid-2013. This notable performance is only possible, let me emphasize, given the experienced people that is working on the project and the key partners involved in this project. Now, and to conclude, I would emphasize the key value drivers that marketed the last quarter of 2011 and allow us to now be positioned for a new era of growth. First, the Brazilian capital increase solved our funding needs on a challenging market environment, enabling our participation in the Brazilian development without financial constraints. Secondly, investment in the refining upgrade project was concluded, with a project expected to materially impact our earnings as from the second half of 2012 onwards. Thirdly, we have proceeded with our exploration program, continuously de-risking the exploration portfolio, particularly in Mozambique, where we can expect results on Mamba North to be announced very soon, and an exploration and appraisal program that will be accelerated during 2012. Finally, a reference to the Lula project, that the Lula project has in fact been a great success, with development delivering, always delivering ahead of expectations. Before proceeding to the Q&A session, I would like to recall that we will be giving you an in-depth strategy overview on our Capital Markets Day on the 6th of March, where you will be given more color both on acquainted upstream projects like Mozambique, as well as a complete presentation on the exploration portfolio. And now we'll be pleased to take questions. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please be advised there is a limit of 2 questions per person. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you. The first question comes from Bruno Silva. Please proceed with your question.
Hello?
Yes, Bruno, go ahead.
Sorry. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I have 2 questions. The first one, I remember in the last conference call, and you have mentioned the postponement of the ramp-up of the conversion project, and I wonder if you could give also an update in terms of the action you have taken against your contractor and what has been the result of that, if you feel that is relevant. And secondly, in terms of what is your expectation of incremental EBITDA from the conversion project for full year 12? Probably you will want to leave this for the strategic update. Anyway, and the second question would be related with the loans to shareholders from Galp Brazil. I'm not entirely sure if the projection you have given on a like-for-like basis, if that is for the end of 2012, and if not, I would like to know how much of those loans to shareholders will be paid back during the current year to satisfy the CapEx requirements of the project. Thank you.
Okay, good afternoon, Bruno. Thank you once again for your questions. Let me start with the conversion project. The conversion project, as you are aware, is a lump sum turnkey. The scenes dimension of the conversion project is a lump sum turnkey contracted with Técnicas Reunidas. Técnicas Reunidas have been working very hard. There are many contractors working under them, and as it is very typical in every project of this magnitude, the tail end always originates unforeseen confusions. No? The reality is that the project is physically, and that is objectively calculated, 99% completed. We are now doing what is called clearing the punch list, which is the minor defaults that always go across the project. And once these are totally completed, the subsystems tested, then the startup is initiated as anticipated. Our program to date is to hand over the project to the 2 operations in the 3rd week of March. But we can be safe that it would be throughout March. Then once the project is after being the subsystems being tested, then is a question of commissioning, and that takes time. The loading of the units will be gradually increased, and we are confident that in the 3rd queue the units would be operating under steady state conditions. So during the 2nd queue, I would not count with a material contribution to the results, because the units will be up and down. That will not be the case, hopefully, in the 3rd queue. Yes, and this is consistent with information we shared with you before. Let's go to the incremental EBITDA of the project, as we so far, even with today's difficult refinery margins for hydrocracking, if you see the refinery margins for catalytic cracking, we see that the present configurations of our refinery will increment the refinery margin by about $3 a barrel, to which we have to discount the incremental operating costs associated with it. So basically, no news. What I'm telling to you is absolutely consistent with my previous statements on this issue. As far as the loans to shareholders anticipated in the agreements with the Sinopec, I will pass the word to Claudio that will clarify them to you. Thank you.
Bruno, we have a loan agreement with the Sinopec, and our intention is to lend to Sinopec €900 million, and they reimburse, Sinopec reimburse this amount starting from 2013 in line with the investment needs in Brazil.
Bruno, is it clear?
Yes, it is.
I will include that this loan is interest bearing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Michael Alford. Please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon. Two questions as well, please. Just firstly, on Mozambique, could you maybe give a bit of colour as to what you thought was the sort of pre-drill estimate was on Mamba North? I know relative to sort of Mamba South, I think what Mamba South has been guided to is sort of 22.5 TCF in place. But could you maybe talk a little bit about Mamba North? And then just secondly, just on a financial question, I was just wondering if you could give a bit more colour on the tax rate that we should expect, effective tax rate for Galp Group for 2012. And maybe could you give a bit of colour as to how you see that progress over the next few years as we see the ramp up of Brazil? Thank you.
Okay, I'll take the exploration question, and Claudio will take the tax rate issue. As far as Mamba North, the well was drilled. The leads that were targeted were there. The DST was successfully completed, but we need because of the relevance of this project, we need to make sure that we have a proper interpretation of all the data before the consortium releases the data to the market. ENI is the operator, and ENI did not decide yet that the data should be released. We hope it will happen in the next couple of days. The old Rovuma basis is not just Mamba North and Mamba South. There are other prospects in the area that will be drilled throughout this year. It is, let me tell you, the quality of the rocks, the porosity, the permeability, and the quality of the gas makes this a world-class block, and the partners, both in Area 1 and Area 4, are now rushing for its full development as soon as possible. 2018 is now a consensus date for starting operations, although, as I said, there are options being studied to see whether it is possible to have some early production facilities. Now, Claudio will take the tax rate issue.
We expect a tax rate 2012 higher than 2011 in consequence of the higher E&P margin contribution in Brazil. I remember to you that corporate tax in Brazil is 34%, and in addition we start to pay the special participation tax in consequence of the higher production.
Okay. That's great, thanks. And potentially, just a follow-up just on the early production facilities that you mentioned, Manuel, so on Mozambique. Could you maybe get a bit of colour as to how quickly those could be on stream? Thanks.
Oh, I would prefer to be so that my answer could be reliable and shared with our partners, to share that with everyone on the 6th of March. We are preparing that work and creating all the necessary consensus before we release our own opinions. I apologize, Michael. Thank you.
That's okay. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Philippe Rosa. Please proceed with your question.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. A couple of questions as well. The first one is regarding downstream operations in Portugal, in Portugal and Spain, namely marketing operations. Could you provide us an outlook in terms of margins and volumes for the full year? How are you seeing the recent trends, and do you expect the trends to deteriorate or to improve throughout the year? And the second question relates to oil and gas mix in Brazil. You mentioned that in Sernambuco you are expecting a higher gas content. Could you update us on the expected oil and gas split for Lula and for Sernambuco? Thank you very much.
Sorry. Philip, good afternoon. Thank you for your questions. First of all, let's take to the downstream operations and volumes. We are struggling, all of us in the industry, to maintain margins. Although the gross margin is impossible to maintain due to the unit margins, to the pressure of the consumers, what we are trying is to reduce costs in a way that we compensate for the lower gross unit margin. So the net unit margins we are maintaining them approximately constant. As far as volumes, we think that we will have a reduction in volumes similar to the reduction in GDP in Portugal this year. We have had a reduction in volumes much higher than the GDP decline in the last 2 or 3 years. We now, in our base case, is that we assume that demand will be in line with GDP. I think it's a prudent, reasonable assumption. As far as the oil and gas mixed in these Lula Sernambuco fields, in Lula, the average oil gas ratio is 85-15, and in Sernambuco is 80-20. So these are from the old wells drilled. It's not specifically to a well. It's on the average for the reservoirs both Lula and Sernambuco. 18-15 Lula, 80-20 Sernambuco. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anish Kapadia. Please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon. A couple of questions from me as well. Firstly, on BMS-8, the Bigua well in Brazil, your partners have talked about lower porosity than expected, and as a result of that, a production test not being carried out. Just wanted to know what this means for potential development when considered alongside the very high well cost that you see in this area. It seems to be up at $200 million. And then a second question, just more strategic. I'm just interested to see why you haven't taken any acreage with pre-salt potentially in Angola, given your success in Brazil in the pre-salt combined with your long-standing presence in Angola.
Anish, thank you for your question. Let me start with the BMS-8. The Bigua field, the Bigua well was a geological success. The reservoir was exactly as it was in the place and at the volumes as expected from geological studies and seismic. However, in the area where we drilled, it was a tight reservoir. So we basically think that Bigua is an asset that could be a satellite for any other development in the neighborhood. Itself would not be the anchor of a development. We are now drilling Carcará in the north. The well is going on. We did not reach the reservoir yet. We have expectations on this well, and this plus the previous discovery could be the anchor for the development of BMS-8. But a lot depends on the success of Carcará. So that's as far as BMS-8. As far as Angola, let me tell you why we did not participate in this bidding process. That was a bidding dash negotiating process. We had an opportunity to be there. The reality that we saw the signature bonus going very high, and during last year we had financial constraints. We were focused on our balance sheet to ensure that we did not overstretch the balance sheet. So that was CapEx constraints and the sense of high bonus that need to be paid and a high carry level as well for that acreage. We wish all the luck to the companies that will be invested there. The pre-salt in West Africa does not terminate with the auctioned blocks. There will be other opportunities. We'll be studying them as we study these ones. And Anish, thank you for your questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Matt Lofting. Please proceed with your question.
Afternoon, guys. First question was just around exploration. I think you talked about the drilling ongoing at Caraca in BMS-8 and obviously around Member North in Mozambique. I just wondered if you could, outside of that, give us some color around sort of what else we should be expecting you guys to drill over the next few months. I'm thinking in particular around the Patigua Basin and IRA West on BMS-11. Second question, I just wonder if you could give us some guidance for how you think DD&A will trend over the next year to 18 months. Thanks.
Look, Matt, thank you for the questions. What I would like not want to do is answer your questions and in a couple of weeks fine-tune them. So I prefer the other way around, fine-tune our answers before answering your questions. But the two questions you ask, which other wells are being drilled, we have a plan for this year to drill in Potiguar, a plan to drill in Jupiter, and Jupiter for us is of the highest priorities, is the most important well, exploration well, that we might drill during this year, and unfortunately that could not be done last year. We hope to do it in the second part of the year. As far as Carcará, I told you already, is an important well to define the future and of BMS-8. Mamba South is what we saw from that well has been already announced. Now what we need is appraisal wells to confirm and reinforce those resources. Another well that is being now drilled is Yara West, important for the development project of Yara. So we have a lot of in the plate, but in a structured manner, we'll go through them on the 6th of March in a manner that will be easy to understand and where you can see where the upsides and risks are in our portfolio. Thank you, Matt.
Okay, no props. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt.
The next question comes from Thomas Adolf. Please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon, Claudio. Hope you get better soon. Just two questions. First, aside from looking at other pre-salt plays, as Anish alluded to, now being cashed up, would you also look at other gas plays, such as Lebanon, for example? And just going back to Mozambique, you mentioned four wells for 2012. Have you secured the rig capacity for this drilling program, and what exactly is the split between appraisal and exploration? Thank you.
Okay, let me, if we are looking to other pre-salt plays, let me tell you that we have already been invited to take a stake in some pre-salt projects going on, and we are looking at those issues very carefully. We will not take precipitated decisions. The fact that we have a stronger balance sheet does not mean that we are going to spend the money very fast. What we will do is continue being a very focused company in geographical areas where we feel that we have something to add to the consortiums. So we study all the opportunities that come to us, and there are several, or I would say nearly many, but we'll do it extremely carefully.
and because we have a lot of prospects in our hands, as you will see on the Capital Markets Day. The second question has to do with other gas plays. No, we now are focused on Mozambique. We are studying the geology of Mozambique completely to be sure to see whether we can increase our exposure to Mozambique. That could make sense if in order to have a scale operation there, if the opportunities arise. So, and that's basically the answer to your questions. Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks. On the Mozambique drilling program?
Yes. The four wells to be drilled, the rigs are secured, are two exploration and two appraisal wells. That's the base case program for two wells.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thomas.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There are no further questions. I would like to hand back to Manuel Ferreira de Oliveira for final remarks.
Thank you. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for the time you spent with us. I hope we have cleared the questions you asked. Let me conclude saying that the following. We are now in position to start a new era of profitable growth. I would say that in the past couple of years, we transformed our company by adding resources. Now we are in the process of putting reserves on the table, production and cash flow. This is the major challenge of this decade. This will be accomplished through an outstanding exploration potential and the reliable project deliverability. An efficient and optimized downstream operations is always supported by a solid capital structure. Let me tell you and ask you the favor to be with us on our Capital Markets Day. We are doing our best to prepare a good day, informative, and we and our management will be there to answer to all questions that you might have about our operations and strategy. Thank you for having been with us, and have a good day.
This concludes Galp Energia's full year and fourth quarter 2011 results conference call and strategy update. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.